The Brookings City Council approves an appeals process for dogs that have been declared biting or vicious. City Attorney Steve Breitzman says there's currently no appeal in place, and he says dog owners deserve to have that right.
In case that there's contemplated a removal of the dog from the home or restrictions on the use of the dog, for example, muzzling or confinement that might be required for a dog that has had an experience of biting and so forth.
Brookings resident Jenny Jasper spoke in favor of the ordinance. She says her dog was declared vicious without ever biting anyone, based only on the way the dog looks.
If you don't like the way that my dog looks at you and it instills fear on you based off breed or any number of instances, they can call you in and the animal officer does need to write a report. The ordinance does not state anything about the number of reports that need to be issued before a dog can be declared, and the dog doesn't ever have to bite anybody.
Breitzman says most cases involving the ordinance have gone well, even without the appeal in place.
We've had a very experienced animal control officer who has looked at, you know, what was the incident here and what's the appropriate measure of precautions or safety or restrictions that should be imposed, and then we've tried to communicate that effectively and worked out an arrangement where the owner of the dog was satisfied.
Under the new policy, if the appeal is not satisfactory, it could potentially be taken to circuit court. The council approved the new process unanimously.